This is BOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. We are now hours away before a planned summit between U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva. Expectations for a major breakthrough at the June 16th summit are low, with ties between Washington and Moscow at their most strained in years. Both leaders say they do hold the Geneva meeting, their first in-person encounter since Biden became president, can lead to stable and predictable relations, even though they remain at odds over so much from Ukraine to Syria. Israeli aircraft carried out a series of airstrikes at militant sites in the Gaza Strip. It's the first such raid since a shaky ceasefire ended the war with Hamas militants last month. The Israeli airstrikes targeted facilities used by Hamas for meetings to plan attacks, according to the military, blaming the militant group for any act of violence from Gaza. There were no immediate reports of casualties. On Tuesday, hundreds of Israeli ultranationalists, some chanting death to Arabs, paraded in East Jerusalem. The outgoing UN Special Envoy for Yemen has expressed deep regret to the Security Council that he failed to mediate a ceasefire and peace talks between Yemen's warring parties during the past 3 years. But Martin Griffiths said Tuesday that he hopes that diplomatic efforts, especially by Oman, will bear fruit, and, painting a bleak picture of the Arab world's poorest country. In this final briefing to the council, Griffiths said the country is in the throes of the world's worst humanitarian crisis. This is VOA News. In consecutive visits this month, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas have conveyed to the most important U.S. partner that Biden administration is taking a more nuanced approach to immigration than its predecessor, but is still asking what more Mexico can do. Mayorkas said Tuesday at the conclusion of 2 days of high-level meetings, "We have challenged one another with respect to what more we can each do to address the level of irregular migration that has persisted for several months in May. Encounters with migrants, Mexican border inched up from April to more than 180,000. A top army leader is defending the Pentagon's response to the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Lieutenant General Walter Piatt told a House panel Tuesday that the National Guard was delayed for hours because it had to properly prepare for the deployment. He also said that senior military leaders determined beforehand that there was no role for the U.S. military in determining the outcome of an American election. Piatt is the director of the Army staff. The January 6 rioters were supporters of former President Donald Trump and stormed the building in order to stop the certification of now President Joe Biden's victory. The U.S. death toll from COVID-19 has now exceeded 600,000, even as the vaccination drives slashed daily cases and deaths and allowed the country to emerge from the gloom. That's according to the toll recorded by Johns Hopkins University. The number of people lost is greater than the population of the cities of Baltimore or Milwaukee. Hungarian lawmakers have approved legislation that prohibits sharing with minors any content that portrays or promotes homosexuality or sex reassignment. The National Assembly passed the bill Tuesday on a 157-1 vote. Most opposition parties boycotted the voting session to protest what they denounced as discriminations against LGBT peoples. Now, Hungary's conservative ruling party introduced the legal changes last part of a bill aimed at fighting pedophilia. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.